What did you have to do hungover? I still feel the effects of my hangover. I'm not drunk, but I feel out of it today. I went to our neighbor's house on Saturday night. They invited me and Lindsay over. Really exciting.
So new neighbors.
Brand new neighbors.
In your new home.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. And I didn't even drink for the first hour, but then somehow I went into this dark pit of vodka and gin and tonic. And
wait, what? Vodka and gin and tonic?
Well, they only had like one or two shots of gin left, so I did a couple of cocktails of
that. That's the problem. You mixed.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you, Mackenzie, I just don't feel right. I feel super dehydrated, to be honest.
That's like what you probably are.
And I've been drinking so much water, but I still need more.
Something looked different about you. I don't know if your eyes were like a little swollen, or I thought maybe you
Oh, my eyes are bloodshot. I threw up.
This morning?
No, Sunday morning, like Saturday.
You threw up?
But like, I look at my eye and like, it's better.
Oh my God.
But it's bloodshot.
He just pulled his eye, the lower lid down, and it's all bloodshot.
But I'm worried because I didn't even feel like I drank that much. I really didn't think I did.
I second what Mackenzie said. I feel like your eyes did look a little swollen, like you had some sort of allergic reaction or pollen or something.
I blew like blood vessels, like I popped them, like
even like this outer
from
part,
puking.
Though.
Yeah,
but
like,
I
from
thought,
being sick.
And then I thought maybe he just did something different with his eyebrows. So
no, still got the unibrow.
So you really went to town Saturday night, is what you're saying?
But I didn't think I did. But here's the thing, and I'm not necessarily looking for pity, but I want to hear stories at 833-563-2539 about what did you have to do when you were hungover, because this, I know this is like, oh, poor Joe. I had a gift card from our company Christmas party last year, and it was set to expire yesterday. It was for Studio 2000 Salon, and actually in Indy, we're giving those all away a week. I am drunk. We're giving them away at 8:25 all this week in Indy, so you can win that. But I went there yesterday at 12 o'clock, so you think I'd have time to get ready to go. I felt miserable. And the massage by Hannah was incredible. I wish I could have done another hour massage because it felt so good from my head down to my toes. But I was just so hungover feeling, and it's hot, you know, like it's supposed to be relaxing. And I'm like,
no.
And she's rubbing me, and I'm just like, I'm going to die. This is supposed to be relaxing. And I'm like, don't puke, don't puke.
I had a moment, and it was on the West Coast. So I did I worked for NBC out there, and there was like a fashion awards event, and I don't know, it was a Sunday night, which was a mistake. We went to the after party, we were drinking, got home at like 3 a.m, had to do TV the next day. Obviously, you got to show up to work. So I show up to work, and I'm hosting the show, and there's a chef, and I'm like just not like every I'm like any moment could just blow, you know. And then there was a chef on the show. He's like, "Who toast my anchovy?" Blah blah blah. And I was I'm live on television, and they're like, "How does it taste, Mackenzie?" And I had to hold it
could
down.
Could you imagine? Because anchovy, I can see a lot of people. It's gross. Mackenzie just pukes. It's like, well, that chef's food's not good.
It was a fancy dish. They're like, "What do you think?" I'm like,
That's gotta go.
I was just green. I barely made it through.
Let's say good morning to Savannah. Hey, Savannah, you had a hangover. Then what'd you have to go do?
Oh, it was so bad. I got drunk. We ended up going home at like 4 a.m. I had work at Starbucks at like 8, and they put me on bar. So I had to make people's drinks hungover at the bar. And I'm pretty sure I messed up probably 5 people's drinks in a row and lost my Michael Kors ring that day.
No!
Wait, did you drop it in a drink?
You know what? We might never know, but it was terrible. It was sad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so did you learn from that lesson never to go too hard before a day of work?
No.
That's like, I'm never drinking again. And that lasts about like a week.
And that's tough. It's one thing like, with us, like if we were to come over, Porkchop's done this where he came into work hungover, maybe still technically drunk.
maybe.
But you can get by. But like when you're doing Starbucks or you're anything where you're in the service industry, just anything where you're up moving, doing things, constantly have to be on for that time, there's no break. There's no rest.
It's not like we sit in a corner at a desk and can just kind of sleep though, Joe. We kind of have to, I don't know, be awake.
I'm not proud of this because multiple things, but my one friend, I used to work with her in Michigan. She's over, I think, in Seattle now. Her name's Alabama. Like, that's her radio name. Really cool girl. And she had like a really good connection with a group called Bowling for Soup.
Oh yeah, I remember that band.
So we went and saw them when I was in Michigan in Grand Rapids when I lived and worked there in radio. And we went. It was a Sunday night, like you brought up. Those are terrible. We went, hung out with the band, and we closed the bar down afterwards to like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was fine. I was drunk, but the next morning our GM walks in. Every Monday he does like a circle, like, "Hey, good morning, morning shows," and kind of like our current boss does. 2 minutes after he comes in the studio and leaves, I get the spins, like it's hitting me late. Because I would drink until 2 a.m. I puke into a garbage can in the studio.
Oh, gross.
My boss is like, "Wow, you're really trying to get fired." But I mean, I was at work and I was on time.
Yeah.
But terrible.
Showed up.
Let's say good morning to Erica. Erica, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. You got drunk, you had a hangover. What you have to do?
I had to go get a bridesmaid's dress for my sister's wedding.
Oh no.
That must have been terrible.
And I knew about it ahead of time, still went out, drank way too much, and I puked the night of drinking. And then I had to wake up, shower, rush to the bridal place. We walked in there, like for about 2 minutes, the perfume or something hit me, and I just bolted out and puked in the trash can outside.
Oh.
Yeah, and like everyone was kind of crowding around wondering what's happening, and they're just all seeing me puking in a trash can outside.
Gross. Oh my God. Did you eventually get the dress though? Did the wedding work out?
Yeah, everything worked out. I went home after that.
You're like, "You guys got this." Like, you pick it out.
Yeah, I think you guys got this. Everyone picked, like, everyone agreed on a dress, and then I just went another day. It's like, "This is the dress you picked out." It's like, "That's fine. I don't care.
Here's my size. Measure me. Make it work." Erica, I'm so sorry to hearing that, but thanks for calling in this morning.
I have a friend, and she was 21 years old, and she hadn't had her license yet. So the day before her 21st birthday, obviously, like, that night, we took her out, got her wasted, and she had to take her driver's test.
Oh,
the next morning, she hit a curb.
Oh, no. So she didn't get it?
Did not pass.
Oh, my God. That's just terrible.
Yep. I take blame for that because she was definitely very hungover. At least she didn't
sometimes
hit, like, a person.
Those are the best nights, though, sometimes, when you don't expect to get crazy and it gets wild.
Mackenzie, though, I'm done. I am done drinking.
Yeah,
I can't.
Right, Joe.
No, Mackenzie. It's a Monday. This happened on a Saturday night, and I swear to God, I didn't drink that much. I'm still partially dead.
You do kind of still look hungover.
Yeah, you do.
I feel like I do.
It's okay.
We're going to take a picture of you so you can see what you look like.
No.
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm like, something's different about Joe.
Definitely. I'm glad we agree.
Is our boss coming in today?
What?
Yeah.
Because I want to sneak out of here if he's not. Hi. Okay. Well, hey, if you got a story you want to share with us, you can hit us up. Send us a DM. It's Joe and Mackenzie.